Nolte, Marvel fires exec who pushed disastrous trans agenda. By John Nolte on March 23, 2023. Marvel Studios has fired Victoria Alonso a mere 10 months after promoting her to president of physical, post-production, VFX, and animation, or the. She is one of the most dynamic, candid, and accessible executives in the industry. And we're thrilled that she'll continue to be by our side in this elevated role as we lead Marvel Studios into the future, gushed Marvel chief Kevin Feige at the time. This promotion was also lauded as a big deal because Alonso checked off a bunch of diversity boxes: female, racial minority, and gay. My guess is that if she had a hair lip, she would have been given Kevin Feige's job. Naturally, Alonso was a woke quota queen who lobbied to ruin Marvel movies with homosexuality, transvestites, and outright idiocy like changing the X-Men to the X-People, or some such nonsense. Anyway, it looks to me, based on the box office numbers, that Alonso was pretty successful at ruining the Marvel juggernaut. Thanks primarily to woke catardry, Marvel's box office is down, and so is the audience's goodwill. Marvel feminized Thor, gave us a hairy man-on-man kiss in the Eternals, desexualized everyone, and introduced new characters who are no fun at all because they are too busy whining about racism, sexism, and getting misgendered. Yep, Marvel is a long way from that stripper pull on Iron Man's private plane, and we were all the worse for it. Naturally, no one dares suggest Alonso was fired for what her political rhetoric has done to a once bulletproof franchise. No, no, no. The CGI was bad or something. Numerous sources familiar with Marvel pointed to the tremendous pressure that the unit has been under over the past few years to deliver compelling content, not just to theaters but also in the form of new streaming shows intended to bolster Disney+. In 2021 and 2022, Marvel unloaded an unprecedented torrent of comic book adventures, releasing 17 titles, 7 movies, 8 streaming series and 2 TV specials, over 23 months. That breakneck distribution schedule, a product of the pandemic and the need to constantly feed Disney+, was not of Alonso's making. Marvel was far from the only studio tasked with delivering feature-level content for a newly launched streaming service. But it was Alonso's job to get each of those titles through Marvel's gargantuan post-production process. By the summer of 2022, cracks began to show in the company's seemingly impervious armor. Yeah, that must be it. She's been with Marvel going back to Iron Man, but suddenly her mad CGI skills aren't what they were. Hollywood has two choices. The entire industry can ride the woke train straight over a cliff or remove the woke cancer from its creative process. Alonso was unquestionably a creative cancer. Everything with her was literal and figurative rhetoric. Two hairy men kissing in a comic book movie is rhetoric. Captain Marvel getting angry at a guy who asks her to smile is rhetoric. Everyone knows rhetoric when they see and hear it, and no one likes it. Entertainment should entertain, move, inspire, provoke, and make us laugh. Instead, all Marvel's been doing for the last 3 years is make us uncomfortable as we roll our eyes. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.